What are we talking about today?
I really have no clue. I forgot I texted you earlier today.
Which time? Today has been quite the event between us.
There's been a lot of accusations thrown around today. Okay, we'll start with the latter.
Let's start with formally. Welcome back to another episode of
Another
Wrench
Cranky
Jockey Radio.
Radio. Oh, by the way, welcome back. I fucking hate ladders. I fucking hate them.
You should try fucking them different.
No. What? No. Fuck you. At least I don't fuck ceiling
I'm not a
fans.
ceiling fan
You're a
fucker.
ceiling fan
Not a
fucker.
ceiling
You're a
fan
ceiling
fucker.
fan fucker.
No.
Prove it. Prove it.
How am I
Prove
supposed to prove it by not fucking a ceiling fan? Because I don't anyway.
it. You're gonna tell me that if we get in your phone right now, there's not a bunch of pictures of ceiling fans?
Not saved to my phone. There's a bunch of pictures on my phone of ceiling fans from you. So if anything, who here is the ceiling fan fucker?
I just randomly remembered that today, and I was like, this is a good way to fuck with Dakota. I just started randomly accusing you of being a ceiling fan fucker. I don't know. I heard something start too, but I don't know what it is.
Hopefully my second gen got stole.
No. It wasn't a second gen.
I know.
Sorry to disappoint you.
You hate ladders.
I hate ladders. I can't stand ladders.
Usually you climb them.
I know. What was that? Was that a joke I didn't get? Usually you climb them.
You can't stand them. Normally you climb them.
You're cut off. You're fucking cut off.
From what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck
Oh,
you.
this is gonna this you know what? You guys might as well stop listening now because there's gonna be nothing productive today.
No, there never is anything productive.
You guys wanna know about cool stuff related to wrenching? Yeah, not today.
No, I can't stand ladders because, okay, so you've watched me do this multiple times.
Okay.
Something irritates me just enough in the right way, I decide I hate it. I'm done. I don't
Yeah.
like it anymore.
Yeah,
Fuck
that's the
this.
end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I am with beaches. I fucking hate beaches. Beaches are also stupid. Ladders, also stupid.
What else you don't like?
Two strokes, really hate those. Didn't like those before, really hated them. As of like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I think, because when I really didn't like them and I was in here all night because of one, pissed me the fuck off.
Show me on the doll where the two-stroke hurt your feelings.
Right by the fuel filters. Don't ask me where it hurt me because I know exactly why it hurt me. It pissed me off.
You sure it's because you couldn't figure it out? Is that why it hurt you? Because you were too dumb to figure out a two-stroke?
I wasn't even in the motor. It just wouldn't catch prime. They brought it in and they're like, I don't know. It doesn't run. Oh, okay, so you try and get it to run and it won't maintain fuel prime.
Cool.
Yeah, so fuck those things. Fuck them.
The
They're
vendetta against two
piles
strokes
of
is
garbage.
because one wouldn't hold prime.
I fucking hate them. They're bullshit. It's a bunch of fucking crap. What? What?
Sometimes you get going over a little shit that's funny.
2008 F-150s.
Yeah, that was dumb to begin with.
Fuck them. They're fucking stupid. I fucking hate them. All of them. They're all junk. Every single last one of them.
Yeah, 3-valve 5.4, most sold motor by Jasper.
And?
I just proved my point.
That's not even half of my concern.
I know.
The fact is, it's just fucking stupid. The PCM's a fucking moron. The PCM's an idiot. Why do you need to know the cylinder head temperature when you already know the fucking coolant temperature? Also, the cylinder head temperature sensor doesn't go into a water passage. It just goes into a cavity inside of the fucking head. What the fuck is that about? What the fuck is that about? And then you know what? We're also going to put it underneath the goddamn fucking intake where you got to, where if you don't have the right size fucking hand and the right size ratcheting wrench that bends, fuck you, you take the goddamn intake off. Fuck off! It's a fucking two-wire sensor. And then you know what? The PCM gives a shit about the resistance of the motherfucker because it's like, oh, I want to know the temperature. Oh, I'm a stupid little sensor. And if the fucking resistance is like slightly off, it throws a fucking hissy fit. It's like, you know what? You don't get two fuel injectors. And the resistance comes off a little bit more. And it's like, you know what? You don't get four fuel injectors. And it comes off a little bit more. And you're like, you know what? It's like, you know what? Fuck you.
No more fuel.
The motor's off. I'm turning it off. It's like watching a toddler press a button too many times, and you take the toddler, and you take it away, and you're like, nope, no more button. You put the fucking toddler in a corner. It's like, you're in timeout. That's what the PCM does to the fucking fuel system on this pile of garbage 2008 F-150. Fucking bullshit. What?
Are you all right, big dog?
You know what else is stupid?
What?
The fact that Ford also put a stupid fucking, the ECMs on the brick nose trucks, on the 300 specifically, also the V8s, never the diesels, because the diesels didn't have a fucking ECM, because they fucking need it. All of them, every single one of them, on the face of this planet, has been rebuilt, and all the rest of them have bricked themselves.
Oh, so it's like LB7 ECMs.
Kind of, but it's worse because you can't get them anymore. Fucking stupid. Fucking stupid.
No, dude. Ford's are the greatest trucks ever made, according to you.
They're awesome.
One, two, three, four, five, six. There's at bare minimum six Fords in this parking lot that are either half running or non-running.
There's actually seven.
Seven.
Actually, if you want to be really technical, in a 500-foot radius, there is nine.
You're not helping your case.
They're great trucks. I love them. I'm not buying anything else.
The only reliably running piece of apparatus you own at this moment in time is a fucking Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have a radio.
Nope.
Which is, at this moment, my biggest concern.
So you can get a double din off of, or a single din for like $10 from fucking Crutchfield.
Yeah, but that requires work.
I want a radio in it, but I don't want to put a radio in it.
No.
Do I need to do it?
Sure. I'll buy a case of beer.
Order the shit and I'll do it.
I hate wiring radios. I don't know what it is.
Oh, no. Do they make harnesses now?
What?
Yeah, you plug into the factory harness and then it plugs into the radio. I hate wiring radios too.
When did they start doing that?
Oh, quite a while ago. That's what I did in my 6-liter when I put a radio in it. That's what I'm going to do to that Dodge when I put a radio in it.
What?
Yeah.
1-800-Crutchfield.
What?
Yeah, the plug that's in there.
So you're telling me.
The plug that's dangling in there, they have a plug.
Yeah.
That'll directly plug into that. And then it'll either A, you splice it into the radio harness at that point, the new aftermarket head, and it's all color-coded, so it's really easy.
Okay.
Or B, it'll just plug into the back of the radio.
Well, then why don't I just go fucking get a couple plugs and run the wiring and then just go get a radio from Ron?
You won't spend $50 for a new head?
No, I'll just
drive to Rochester. You'll spend the money and gas to go get it?
Yeah, because it's free and it's a second-gen radio, so it'll be even funnier.
You're going to put stock second-gen radio in it?
Yeah, why not?
It's hilarious.
Just put an aftermarket Bluetooth head in it.
It's hilarious.
They're literally $50.
I think it'd be really funny to be totally.
Yeah, but then it's
you.
Not gonna work like that. You're gonna have to wire it in at that point because you're putting a Dodge radio in a Chevy. They're not wired the same.
Ugh! Fucking hate radios.
Quit being dumb.
Why?
Buy a $50 Bluetooth receiver off of Crutchfield.
But I'm cheap.
That's cheap.
I'm cheap.
Me too. You might have $100 in all of it. By the time you get the dash kit and the harness and the head, you might have $100 in it.
What do we need a dash kit for?
You just gonna let it flop around in there?
I was, yeah.
You know what? I retract my previous. Buy the dash kit.
I actually legitimately was just gonna let it sit in there. Ooh, next pet peeve.
We're just doing pet peeves today? Is that what we're doing?
Sure, why not? Next pet peeve. Early 90s Chevys.
Yeah.
The radio is part of the bezel. You know what I mean?
Like my Suburban.
Yes, like your Suburban. The radio's above the heater controls.
Yep.
And then the cassette player is in the middle.
Yep.
I hate when people put the radio in the middle of the truck.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I just think it's so ugly.
I hate it, too.
I just think...
But there's no... Without buying the $1,300 retro radio or whatever the fuck it is...
It's not $1,300.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Did they go up in price since 2017?
Everything's went up in price since 2017.
There's a little thing called COVID that hit.
Well, I haven't owned a 90s Chevy since, like... Or a running 90s Chevy
I didn't
want to
put...
Hold on.
Live on the air.
Casey Rohr, how are you?
Ah, good, you?
Not too bad.
That's good. I got a completely random fucking question for you.
Okay.
First of all, are you at work or are you at home?
I'm at the shop.
Okay. Do you have a dolly? Like a two-wheel dolly that could capable of moving an appliance?
Yeah.
Is it with you at the shop?
Yeah.
Could I, like, swing in and grab it and potentially return it to you in a few weeks? I'm moving, like, Saturday and Sunday, and I really need a fucking dolly, and I'm coming up empty. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to South Bend, and then I gotta go to Butler. Let's see if Goosey has one.
The problem is, it's not mine, and I don't think I can just loan it to you. Otherwise, I would say absolutely.
I figured as much. But it was worth a shot.
I have a pallet jack that nobody would miss.
Dude, I fucking wish, but, like, my boss is letting me use the semi, so I don't have, like, a loading ramp, unfortunately, at my house, or else that would work.
Oh, shit, yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Fuck, see if there's one on Marketplace or something you can buy for cheap.
You know what? I should. I'll do that.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. I bet there's a two-wheel dolly there.
Am I on speakerphone? I feel like someone's listening in on this conversation.
Yeah, you're on speakerphone because you're also live on the podcast right now.
Oh, fucking hell. Holy shit. All right. So am I the guest star of the night?
At the moment, you are, but I...
Yeah.
I understand if you need to go.
My fucking logs are way out of whack, and I think my permit is expired, and I'm going to South Bend.
Fuck it!
Hold on, let me set you down real quick.
All right,
special guest Casey.
This is totally unexpected and totally out of the blue. For those that don't know anything about Casey, I went to college with Casey and roomed with him for a while, and we just still know each other.
we're decent friends. I'd say.
Yeah, we're decent friends. We hang out when we can.
Exactly. Life gets in the way, but we try to, you know, make things work when it's possible.
So what do you... Okay.
So you're moving.
Yeah.
Are you staying in the same area you're in?
Yeah, I'm just moving. You know, remember I used to work at Continental?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving to that town. Sydney, Ohio.
Oh, you're moving down to Sydney?
Yeah.
Okay. Just easier?
Yeah. It gets me out of the hood.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
Can I swear, or is that, like,
oh,
not allowed
yeah.
on your podcast?
This is
okay.
No holds barred.
Yeah, no holds barred.
Just don't be racist.
Okay, yeah, that's why I figured that's why I said the hood and not what I wanted to say.
Okay, Casey, tell them where you're from originally.
I am from Naples, New York. I live, like, in the most northern... The easiest way to describe it is I live in the most northern region of the Appalachian Mountains. But it's not considered Appalachian Mountains. It's, like, Allegheny or some shit.
Okay.
And, I went to college for diesel mechanic, just like Goosey. I did graduate, but I fucked up my first college, and I had my head so far up my ass, I was in my stomach. And then I went to UNOH, pulled my head out of my ass, met some real good people, and I got done. I've been wrenching on semis for probably the last 7 years. And it got to a point where I just couldn't afford my bills. So I started doing outlaw truck driving and a steel hauler.
So Casey Hall steel now. Outlaw as
yep.
fuck.
Outlaw as fuck. I did a 24-hour Tuesday.
Did you? Where were you running?
I went from Butler, Indiana, down to Jeffersonville, Indiana. I dropped a coil down there, and then I ran up halfway to Cincinnati and then came back to Jeffersonville, Indiana, which is just the outskirts of Louisville.
Yeah.
And I did that three times back and forth, and then I ran straight back up to Butler, Indiana.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking truck driving machine.
Dude, fucking, well, when the money's there, fucking make it.
Yeah,
and when it's slow, it's nice, and, you know, I'll actually run a legal-ish day. Like, today, I woke up at 3:30. I went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Never been there before. I went down to, like, downtown Pennsylvania. Like, dude, I'm not fucking kidding you. I was on, like, this byway or some shit, and it was literally a sheer-face cliff, and they had, like, half a Jersey wall stopping you from going over the sheer-face cliff. And it was probably an easy 500-foot drop down to the Allegheny River. Like, it was no fucking joke. Like, I was like, okay, this is kind of sketch. I should probably move over. Yeah. I wasn't too loaded. Like, I had, like, I actually kind of ran legal out there. Like, I had a 47,000-pound coil on. It was just really run-of-your-mill fucking shit. So,
right.
But I dropped it there, and then I set the cruise on the governor's feed, which is 74, and ran all the way up to Cleveland, got loaded, and then my boss put me on a permit route, and I'm kind of upset about that, because I could have took the toll road and got there, already been there by now. It's fucking retarded, but it is what it is.
Well, if you're on a permit route right now, but the permit's expired.
I don't know if the permit's expired. I didn't really look at the permit. They just said, like, Cleveland, US 20. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I should probably take US 20 all the way to South Bend.
Right.
So I don't, yeah, I just didn't really look at the permit. Like, they might have routed me around a few towns, and I might have not have gone through those particular few towns. Like, I'm not going to ramble on like a truck driver, but I will say this. A few weeks ago, we'll back up. Two small stories. My boss has a $15,000 pit bull, right? And the fucking pit bull attacked one of the other dogs in the office because it's like a small town or
yeah.
small family company, and they got all their dogs running around. So my boss got in the middle of it, and the pit bull ripped off its upper lip and ripped part of the cheek off. So my boss was in the hospital getting his face put back together. So my boss's sister, who does everything my boss doesn't do,
wow.
Ran the company. So she tried to permit me from Gent, Kentucky, which is like 45 minutes south of Walton, Kentucky, like Cincinnati area.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to run. I was like 3,000 pounds over 80. And she wanted me to run up to Dayton, then go to Columbus, and then run up to Northeast Ohio. And I was like, no, like, I'm not fucking doing that. And no, like, she wanted me to take 275 around Cincinnati, go up 75, 675, 70, to 270, and then grab 71 and take it all the way up. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking doing that fucking bullshit. Like, no, absolutely not. So I did the right thing, disobeyed everything they wanted me to do, and just took 71 all the way up. Fuck you guys.
Fuck them.
I give a shit. Fucking 87,000 pounds running across the Ohio River Bridge that's not designed to carry that kind of weight is always okay.
Hey, man. It is what it is. Those bridges will take that weight anyways. It's fine.
Okay, you know that bridge was... I don't know if you've ever been over it, but it's that bridge that you're on 75 and you cross into Kentucky on. And that was built in 1965, and it was designed for two-lane traffic.
Yeah, and now it's...
Four-lane.
Yeah, it's four-lane now. I had to think for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No reinforcements added.
I've crossed that bridge time after time after time
after
time.
On 75 or 65?
75.
75. 75. I've been on the 65 bridge, but that one's a lot nicer.
That's the way, for some reason, my dad always drove south.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why he did that, but he always did.
Yeah. So, like, I think it was 2.5 years ago, some dumbasses were doing the exact same thing I did, but they got in a wreck on the bridge. And one was hauling hazmat or some flammable liquid. And the other one was hauling something he shouldn't have been on that bridge because there's no, it's a no hazmat route.
Yeah.
And they got in a wreck and set the deck on fire. So, great. Let's take a 54-year-old bridge. Something, my math is way off.
Almost 70.
So it was 65, so 2021, so yeah. 50. Yeah, 56-year-old bridge, whatever, and set the deck on fire, and they closed that bridge for, I think it was 10 to 11 months.
Holy shit.
And what? Really?
Yeah, well, they set the fucker on fire. So now you get all that melted asphalt. Oh. Now you have weakened steel that's not already stressed the fuck out enough. It's like, holy shit, dude. And that fucking bridge, a joint, and tell it to fucking lay low, like, relax, bro. So they had to, like, reinforce it so it could be used again. And our wonderful, bumbling fucking president came to Cincinnati about a year and a half ago, and he made the big fucking speech about how he's going to do all these great things and whatnot. And I'm not going to get too political because I'm sure your podcast isn't about that, but we all agree that we hate Biden. and he said that we're gonna build a new bridge. And, nothing has happened. Absolutely nothing. They haven't surveyed the land. They haven't prepped the land. They haven't brought. There's not even like Jersey barriers sitting on a homemade construction lot, just ready in place for when they start building. Like nothing.
Hell yeah, baby! So, build back better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Great. So if it's reinforced now, we should be good to run six figures across that thing as far as weight goes.
I still hold my breath, and like if there's another semi near me, because I'll run coils from Jeffersonville up to Middletown, and there'll be like 84 thou will be my load. I will distance myself one whole bridge span away from another, just so we're not
like
running in the same bridge span.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what's that? So, you know, you can only assume that he's loaded.
Yeah.
So that's 80,000, and you're 110,000. So, that's 190,000 on a bridge span. Yeah.
You fucked that.
Yeah, that's sketchy. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That would be over twice what that bridge is, like, rated for. No. What'd you say that bridge is rated for?
You know, it's funny. I just stopped listening to Joe Rogan. So, like, you got like a Jamie or someone that can like Google that shit? Like, you got a laptop up?
Lane,
Google it.
It's the bridge.
It's the what?
Brent Spence Bridge.
Brent Spence Bridge.
Yep. BRENT SPENCE
Lane is Googling.
I think it was named after like a mayor or
something.
We should keep a laptop up. I should pull my laptop over here to Google things when we have to.
While we're waiting on Wayne, Casey, do those steel coils freak you out ever?
A little bit.
Steel coils
kind of
freak me out just because I've seen what they can do.
Like, you see the videos of what happens when, you know, what goes wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what, fuck it. I'll send you a photo. I got a photo of my chain down because I sent it to the boss to put on the Facebook page because I got it pretty well secure. I don't really mess around when it comes to coils this big because it's serious shit. So, yeah. So let's send a goose. There you are. And I yelled at my phone to call your real name, and my phone's like, "Who the hell is that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's right. I gotta call." I was like, "Call Goose, Siri." And I was like, "Oh, okay. You want this?" Like, yeah. So the picture I'm gonna send is at Cleveland Cliffs in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Was this morning? And yeah, I just sent it, so you should get it.
Yeah, I'll get it here in just a second, probably.
You ever run out of Gary?
Yeah. I do. I don't run out of there much as you would think, because that's like steel capital of USA and whatnot, but it's so flooded, there's no good hang loads, and right now,
yeah, I've always heard
the
that bridge
economy
in and out
is
hell.
In shambles. What's that?
I've always heard that road in and out is just hell.
Holy shit, dude, you ain't kidding. So, there is a main entrance, but it's like... it goes underneath a railroad bridge, so it's like a 12-foot-2 height. Or no, it's like a 13.5 height, so which is really stupid. So yeah. You gotta go like you gotta take US 20 West to like 12, and it takes you by this little airport, and then you gotta turn right and you go down this fucking road, and you would think you'd find a fucking dead body in a swamp. This is some like road that back in the day the mafia buried people back here. Like, it's just a bunch of burned up houses and buildings, and like there's old steel mills that are abandoned, and there's like cars parked there that got set on fire in a blaze.
Man,
like this is some, like, I wouldn't be here in the nighttime. Like, and it's a road that's never been repaved. Like, they paved it and then they just filled every pothole and then filled over the potholes and so on. And you get past that, and you go over, like, 20 railroad tracks. I mean, you drive straight through a swamp. It's literally a straight swamp, and they just put some fill down and paved the road over it. So they didn't hard pack it down or anything. It's just, it's rough. And then you go under this bridge viaduct that does not have a sewer drain, nothing. So it's filled with water. It's about a half a foot to 8 inches deep at all times. And, yes. So now your nice shiny fucking Peterbilt or whatever is now wet on the tires, and now you're gonna go down a dusty road, kick up a bunch of mud, and now your truck's dirty instantly. So, oh, there goes that. Like, my truck looks like hell right now.
Yeah.
I can't I did see that it's the second most bottlenecked area in the nation.
It's the second most bottlenecked area in the nation? Yes. That's interesting.
First is probably Atlanta. If I was a betting man.
But I can't find anything about the weight.
Yeah, we can't find anything about what kind of weight that bridge will take.
That's probably a good thing that I don't know.
Yeah,
you're better off.
Yeah, you're probably better off, Casey.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then once you get under that, it's not hard to find. The main one is United States Steel. Not bought out, unfortunately, by a Japanese company.
Yeah, I saw
that. So it's not... Yeah, I mean, U.S. Steel is, like, that's the big one. Like, yep. That was number one.
Excuse me. Shit.
That steel mill has always fascinated me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's, like, it was built, like, I don't think I have any photos of me inside it, but I'll put it to you this way. It was probably built around like 1905, 1910. And it's one of them really, really long, long old style warehouses that's like a quarter mile long that you drive into.
Yeah.
And it was built back in the day when they didn't have long trailers. So you still drive the route like through it, and it's twists and turns. Like, it's not a straight pull through. Like, you gotta you get loaded, and you either got to make a hard fucking U-ey around a corner, and if you don't make the U-ey, you're going to go into a concrete wall. Like, and you're already loaded, so it's just a shitload of stress on your trailer frame as it is. So yeah. It's sketch. It's a little sketch. And this giant, like, ginormous overhead crane that's probably, I'd say, 100 feet long overhead, to give you some kind of idea. And it's probably got a 80-ton capacity. Not an 80-ton, excuse me, an 80-thou capacity on it. And it just picks up the crane. And there's some dude way up ahead, probably 50 feet up in the air, just running the controls in this old thing. And it comes over and he drops a coil on your trailer and he knows exactly where to put it. You almost don't have to tell him, like, you know, you just got to do the fine adjustments and it, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's probably his job. It's probably what he does all day.
Yeah, and he's probably fucking 9,000 years old, too, and has been running the thing since he was a fucking 14.
Yep.
Oh, did I hear Jake's?
Yeah.
You slowing down to switch highways?
No, I'm just going down a hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you on a? Where'd you say you're at right now?
He's on 20.
I'm on 20 and 108 right now. I'm in. I'm by Wauseon, Ohio. I'm getting close to the Indiana line.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty close.
Yeah. I know where that hill is.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. I love Jake Breaks.
I do too.
I think that's the first set of Jake's on the podcast.
It is, because we actually... Casey, you're actually the first driver that we've had on the podcast yet.
Really? Okay. I don't know. I don't consider myself a truck driver. Like, I just... I don't know. Like,
as you're hauling an 83,000-pound steel coil and saying, fuck it.
Oh.
Did we lose Casey?
We did. We'll see if he calls back. He could be in a dead spot.
There he is.
Oh. Oh, shit. Fuck. Hello?
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I see what a modern truck driver is, and I go, I'm not that. Like, I don't do anything you guys do. Like I don't truck stops. The only thing I do is get fuel at the main truck stops, and that's it. Like everything else, I don't do what you guys fucking do. I run the left lane. I fucking run hard. I go fast. I loud.
Me,
I cheat the fuck out of my logs. Like, the modern truck driver just isn't what it was.
No.
And when I signed on this job and I read your Continental Express and I told, you know, I talked to a few well-seasoned drivers and they're like, oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, you're going to get dirty. I'm like, what do you think I do now? I'm a fucking mechanic. Like, bro, what do you expect? And they're like, oh, dude, that's hard work. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to do that. That's dangerous work. And I'm like, seriously? Like, you guys, I'm like, then again, I think about it. I'm like, you guys swing doors, hold a steering wheel, and a governor's like, why am I even asking you guys these questions?
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, you know what's fucking dangerous work is balancing a 750-pound transmission on a jack.
Yeah, I know. You're fucking crazy for that. Is it a floor jack or, like, have you ever thought about welding a plate to, you know, the flange so that it's, like, at least somewhat stable?
Oh, I have gray jacks here. I have gray equipment jacks here. The jack-
oh, okay.
The jack that I was using then was a automotive Harbor Freight jack.
Yeah.
Oh, only the best.
Only the best. Yeah. That was why I almost killed myself.
I know. I like kind of worry about you. Like, I feel like, you know, you have enough brains to know, like, okay, this probably ain't a good idea, but I'm gonna do it anyways. And we all do a lot of that shit every week. But, like, I still was like, man, like, I don't know if I do that. Like, I like riding that fucking line, like that fucking channel where you just, it's just, oh, like the sketch. Like, I love being in that fucking groove, but, like, I think that was just above the groove and over on the fucking, like, Twilight Zone.
Well, when we were in college, you and Gary were always the ones that were always like, hey, man, I don't know if this is a good idea. And I was like, no, I'm doing it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. We were.
Every fucking time.
Yeah.
Just like when I fucking... Oh, it, huh?
Well, not to interrupt you, but I put it this way. Your pals will tell you what you want to hear. And I've said this for years. Your pals will tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But your real friends, they'll tell you what you need to hear.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Always remember that.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I told you and Gary that I was going to take that fucking 350 motor that I built, and right after I was done building it, I was going to drive it straight into Ohio, and you both were like, don't do that. Don't just give it. And I was like, I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it.
And you did do it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I put the cam in it, broke it in, pushed it outside,
yep.
And then the next day, I loaded all my shit in it, fired it up, and drove 2.5 hours right into Ohio.
Now, what's wrong with that truck?
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, that truck's dead.
What, do you still own it?
No.
No, the scrapyard owns it.
Oh, come on. You didn't fucking even try to sell it to me?
No, so what happened to it was... well, you know that I wrecked it for the fucking, whatever the fuck that was, third or fourth time.
15th time? Yeah.
Yeah, the 15th time. I could not stop wrecking that truck. Well, as it was, like, it really was just kind of too far gone. The rust and the bodywork and everything, by the time I would have been done with it, it was fucking ridiculous. So we ripped the motor out of it, and I gave the motor to my sister that I built.
Okay.
And then I took the rest of everything out of it that I needed and wanted, like the wheels and the this and that and the other. And then after that, it was kind of just like the shell and the frame of the truck, really.
Okay.
And
I know it had a little rust on it and whatnot, but like I didn't think it was that terrible. Like, Jesus, like...
No. And it was
trucks with Swiss cheese frames, so like...
Well, and when you would have last seen that truck... It was really in pretty decent shape. The rust wasn't bad, but when it got loaded on the trailer,
it sat in a field for 2 years, three years.
I wrecked it January 1st of 2020, and at the end of 2023, it went into the scrapyard.
So it sat in
finally.
A field for 3 years.
It sat in a field for 3 years. I mean,
almost four.
It was fucking atrocious.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
it was pretty rough by the time it finally went.
Yeah.
That was a good truck just to ride around and romp around in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we bought another one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We went for a short 50 feet ride in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked up Casey and went to breakfast at the 6 and 15. Like, he was parked at 6 and 15. He was parked at 6 and 15. I picked him up. We drove up to the restaurant.
To the diner.
Yeah, and then I drove him back to the truck. He drove all of 50 feet in that truck.
Elaine, yeah. She's a bad little machine, man.
Yeah.
Like, we parked in a fucking, like, on a downhill incline, and his truck's two-wheel drive, and it's this wet and tacky snow that's sticking, and I'm like, dude, you're gonna be able to fucking back up? This thing's two-wheel drive. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, dude, we got it, no problem. Sure as shit, fucking, that old fucking shit had no issue getting out.
Yeah, dude,
that
truck bought a fucking trooper.
I was impressed. I was like, wow, a two-wheel drive, fucking... Chev just got out of this thing. And for anyone who doesn't know two-wheel drive Chevs, they have no weight in the rear. Like, the front end sits down.
Yeah,
like it wants to drop to the ground. And the rear end's way up there in the sky, like it's trying to get to heaven. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing to note is I did not put weight in that thing.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sure you did it. Why would you? Why would you? There's no fun in the winter. You put weight in it, then you got traction.
Even Casey knows I wouldn't put weight in this thing.
No.
Oh my god. Fuck yeah. So
I forgot to tell you. Hang on. You can ask that question in a second. I bought another truck.
What do you mean you bought another truck?
So, okay, well, we're still doing that thing where we're gonna run a tow truck out west and whatnot.
I forgot I was doing that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But the one I was going to go pick up, he canceled on. But I told him, I'm like, well, if I'm going to run this out west, I'm not going to take my car back. Because what's the fucking fun in that? I'll go buy a truck and have him pick it up, and I'll drive it back. And he bailed, so I did the right thing and bought that pickup anyway. So I bought a 77K 1500 that only goes forward. It's four-wheel drive, and it's in Nebraska. It's in Colorado right now. It was in Nebraska. That's where I bought it, but that's they picked crazy. It up. Yep. Yep, square body Chevy, $1,500, no rust on the cab. So I now own four vehicles in eastern Colorado / Nebraska. And I own two vehicles in New York, and I got one vehicle sitting behind my house I want to get rid of.
So, now that this has happened, which one are we going to get in Colorado?
So, if I can find a fucking way out there that does not involve me driving, I really want to, because I can get temp tags for that square body, even though it has a salvage title. Surprise! And, I'll tow bar back my 83 F-250 that I bought out there a year and a half ago, and it's a South Dakota pickup that has absolutely no rust on it and no drivetrain in it. Like, it's clean. Like, it is clean. I paid $250 for the thing.
This keeps getting like, better.
You're like, I can make so much goddamn money off that truck, or I could build it. It has a clean South Dakota title. Like I bought it because it was a damn good deal. That's why I bought it. Just like I bought I think it's an 80 Scottsdale. Part of that, I don't know if you ever heard, there was that car hoard auction out in Nebraska where there was like 3,000 vehicles, and every year he's selling off 1,000 vehicles.
Yep.
Well, I bought that 65 Impala, which is what I wanted. It's still sitting there because they gave me a year of free storage. And I'm like, it was day two of the auction, and I'm just kind of scrolling through. Like, I already spent what I wanted to spend. I really didn't want to spend much more. And I missed out on a brick nose because I was paying too much attention to an old dent side that was a 74 F-100 with no wheels on it, but no rust on it. And it went for like $400. And I'm like, damn, dude, that was pretty good. And then I was about ready to stop, and I seen it. 80 square body, Scottsdale, 2500 with a service body on it. This thing's going for like $300. I'm like, there's like 30 seconds left on this sucker. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna bid on it. So I ran it up to 100 to 400, and some jackass got involved, and he ran me up to 660, and I sold $660 for a two-wheel drive square body with almost, it's got a little rust on it. Like it's just kind of starting to bleed through the paint, and it's probably a little bubbling going on in the cab corner or whatnot, but. And it needs fenders, but like, dude, it's fucking cheap. It's got, of course, it's got no title, but I'm in the process of fixing that. I bought a title off of Facebook, and I found a place that'll print me a VIN tag, and then I got a guy in New York that sells buys cattle converters. He works at a GM dealership. His name's we're just not gonna put it out there or where he works at. And he told me that he can put in a work order request that they had a windshield change, and in the process of the windshield being changed, they damaged the VIN tag. So they put in a separate work order request for new rivets, and that's how you get rivets for GM vehicles.
When I tell you that I have friends in lower places and I like get around shit all the time, this is what I mean. Nobody believes me until I pull out somebody like Casey. This is how I get around shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I can still get a hold of the guy because my buddy was the one who was, my buddy scraps like 5-6 vehicles a week. That's all he does for a living. Like I think he has a W-2 job just to have one because he has kids and whatnot. Right. Like, he scraps, like, five cars a week, and that's all he does is sell cats. Like that's where he really makes his money. He's really super good at it. But he's not very good at math, but he's very, very good at that. And I rode with him one time over to an area, to a said location by Buffalo, New York, and we were talking, and he's like, yeah, do you guys need anything else? Or, like, what else you got? He's like, need some VIN tag rivets? And I'm like, what? I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, hell yeah. So yeah, I can still get a hold of the guy if need be, but like, I'm only doing it for me, Logan, or like I gotta know the motherfucker pretty damn well. And like, that's it. So all you listeners, sorry, but it sucks to suck.
The last one I may or may not have done, I just used regular rivets.
I got that 65 Impala, and I got a title for it, and I found a place on Amazon, of all places, that'll print me out a VIN tag. But I don't know. I don't have the Impala in front of me, so I don't know what the rivets look like. So I'm really on, like, I don't know if I can get rivets for that, because that's a door tag VIN, and that's going to be hard.
Yeah, that'll be a little tougher.
Yeah.
Like if it don't work, I'm going to... There's a junkyard in Dayton that'll sell cars with titles, and I'll end up just cutting out a B-pillar and stitch weld it in and make it look decent.
Yeah, and just call it good.
If it comes to it. Because this Impala has no rust on it. There's no rust on the fucking car. Absolutely zero. It's a clean roller. So, and it's got a motor and training in it as well, so it's a win-win. And I paid like $800 for the damn car. I'm not in it much, but I want to build it hard. So, anyhow... Enough rambling out of me. What you got?
I don't even remember. What was I going to say?
Okay.
I don't know.
I interrupted you, and yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. It was probably worth more hearing that than what he had to say anyway.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
God damn it.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. So I've been getting hit up by a lot of my, like, got people I know back in New York where I'm from. I'm like, yo, do you know this Goose, Wild Goose character? And I think they're doing it because I live in the Midwest. So they just automatically assume, like, oh, he lives in the Midwest? Goose lives in the Midwest. You must know this guy. And it's like, yeah, dude, I know him. Like, what do you want? And it's like, oh, my God, like, he's so cool. I'm like, yeah, well... He's cool for like 10 hours and then it's just boring. Like,
it's just like every day.
It's the same old fucking blue car redneck that does wild shit, except he just records everything and all the yuppies like it. Like,
yeah, it's really.
Like, no offense to you, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Fucking, do you tell him that we, like, lived in the same room?
Yeah, I said, like, oh, that's my old college roommate. Like, I know. Oh, Goosey pretty well. It's like, you want a Snapchat? You're like, hell yeah. I'm like, I don't think it'll add you back, but you can try.
Yeah, I never do. No. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Sorry to anybody, but I don't add anybody back.
Yeah, I don't give it out to, like, everyone. Like, yeah, I gotta know the person well so it doesn't blow up your phone.
Right.
Because that makes me look like a dick, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Like, you about that, like... Do, like, Taylor Swift and actual celebrities have real Facebooks that just are a different alias? That way, no one can find them. And, like, all celebrities have that. And then they just have their celebrity account, but they have a private account that's just based around their family. Like, you ever wonder, like, they're so damn popular now that they can't have a private social life, even on social media?
Dude, I have no idea. I have no clue.
Like, I'm sure you've met some pretty big guys through TikTok. Like, you had that fucking dinner down in Louisville at Matt's with all the other TikTok stars. Like, you met some pretty big fucking guys there.
Yeah, I ate dinner with Mike Gaffin and Chris Budke and Ashley Donaldson, Misty Big Rig. A lot of it was just northern. Or not really northern Indiana. There was actually a large amount of people from northern Indiana there. But, like, a lot of them were just, like, Midwestern trucking stars. And, like, there's a total of, like, if I remember right, like, 10 states and 3 countries represented at that dinner. Because there was people from Canada and Australia there. Like, the Tappaberry brothers and everything. I don't know.
So, what's the most... well-known or famous person you've met through your TikTok?
Ooh.
Or got to communicate with, or not even in person, just, like, chatted on the phone or whatever. Like,
I can't remember her last name, but...
Like, you haven't met Bruce Wilson, I'm sure, or Gentry's.
No, I haven't met them. I don't know. When I go to Matt's, I meet a lot of the bigger names when I go to, like, the bar afterwards and stuff like that. like Davis Brother Designs. Like I actually know those guys, and I have all their phone numbers, and they're back and forth with me a lot, just like talking shit and whatever. I don't know, Cummins Cowgirl, her name's Chloe, in real life, but I showed her around UCC and stuff like that. I've talked with Lacey Blair, Greg Albarella, who else have I talked to? I don't know, I just...
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Go fuck your mom.
Oh, Iron Mike Sharp.
Iron Mike, thank you.
Yeah, Iron Mike Sharp.
Oh, dude, no way!
Yeah, I talk to Iron Mike Sharp at least weekly.
No shit. Get the fuck out of here.
No, I know Mike.
Dude, this is so funny because I woke up at 3 in the morning to go to Pittsburgh, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'm moving. I got a loud-ass truck, and I'm in a residential neighborhood. And it's like, fuck it. Let's fucking run the jigs through the neighborhood and wake everyone up. And I took a video of it. It's on my Snapchat story. Go look, if you look at my Snapchat story, it'll come up.
I'll look at it afterwards because my phone won't play it, but...
Yeah. No, like, I was like, total copying Iron Mike.
Fuck. If I'm up, you're up, baby.
Yeah. If I'm up, you're up, cocksucker!
Jake's on all the time.
Yes, yes. Like, I'm loaded in a residential neighborhood, and this road's not made for semis, but I live on it. So I park my truck on the side of the road anyways.
That dude is a fucking damn good driver, too. He really is.
Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
Oh, he's a fucking
driver. I've seen his videos. Like, he knows how to set himself up pretty well for what he does. Yeah.
Well, and even, like, just watching, like, videos of him merging and stuff like that, like, he does it professionally, smoothly, and well.
He almost lost a few weeks ago. So, like, supposedly someone on his TikTok, or someone seen his TikTok, and he got, like, an F-150 or something, supposedly, and they reported his videos to the company, because the main company did not know he was doing this stuff, and they wanted the F-150 back, and I never happened, but...
Well, I don't think I know anything about that, actually.
Yeah, he posted it on his Instagram, I think. I could be wrong on whatever platform he posted on, but I'm pretty sure it was his Instagram.
Okay.
I don't go on that for much, but...
Well, fuck it. Regardless, we're almost out of time, Casey, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay, well, you know, one more last thing before you let me go. How do I get a hold? How do I listen to your podcast? And when do you boot up this Sun Everyday Occurrence?
This one will actually release tomorrow at 12 o'clock in the morning.
Tonight at midnight.
Yeah, tonight at midnight.
Okay.
And then you can find this on Apple Podcasts, and you can find it on Spotify, and I'm pretty sure you can still find it on Amazon Music, but Audible never really sent me, like a confirmation.
Yeah, the main two are Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah.
So, if I do a Spotify thing, what do I Google? Just
Wrench Jockey Radio. Dipshits
and Dunlops, or what's that?
Wrench Jockey Radio.
Wrench Jockey Radio. Well, you go, fucking... Got that fucking belt buckle, dude. Fucking Wrench Jockey, dude.
Fucking guy.
Got that big fucking belt buckle.
Yeah
dude. See that?
Just fucking call me dinner plate. You know that?
Fucking disomaconic right there, bro.
You know what a big belt buckle means, right, Casey?
Oh, dude, big way.
No, it's just tombstone for a dead dick.
Oh, what the fuck? Damn. Oh, all right, brother. I'll let you go.
All
right. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
everyone
we'll
else can fuck
anybody.
Themselves except Wayne. Yep, see ya.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Please say except Lane. Lane's an integral part of this right now.
Of all of the things that I expected to happen on this podcast, that was not one of them.
Hey, it worked out.
It did.
Because we were going to very quickly run out of things there.
We were actually going to very quickly run out of things, but that was fucking hilarious. I love Casey to death.
Oh, yeah, that worked out perfect.
Yeah, Casey's like a brother to me. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're running up on an hour here. Dakota, where can they find you?
Instagram, D Hickok, D HICKOK underscore 5.9. TikTok, you find me at Hickok Diesel. I am far, at this point in time, for whatever reason, I'm far more active on Instagram than I am on TikTok. So do with that what you will.
And you can find me at Wild Goose underscore repair on Instagram and TikTok as well. But until next time,
buh-bye!